Hi guys, it's Preston Mitchum from Summer House Martha's Vineyard, and you're listening to Reality Right After.
Hi everybody, it's Dolores Catania from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and you're listening to Rundown Media.
Hi guys, it's Candace Dillard Bassett from The Real Housewives of Potomac, and you're watching The Reality Rundown.
Hello, hello, hello everybody. Welcome back to another episode of The Reality Rundown's very own reality TV podcast, Reality Right After. I am your host, Wellington Gomez, and I am here to talk about all things reality TV. And we haven't been here for a long time. I know. Please excuse us. We're also live on TikTok right now. I'm like trying this new thing. We're like, I'm creating two types of content at the same time. So while I am recording this podcast right now for the podcast and the YouTube, I am also live on TikTok and we're trying this out. I don't know. Like I'm trying to see what, you know, what TikTok is. But yeah, so we're talking all things reality TV. So make sure that you guys are following at The Reality Rundown on Instagram if you guys want to know all things reality TV, okay? So with that said, let's get into some reality TV headlines, and we're going to talk about it all. And also, for my TikTok viewers, if you guys are, if there's anything that you guys want to comment on, let me know, because we will come on here and read your comments, and then your comments are going to be featured on our podcast. So if there's anything that you want to say about it, let us know, write it in the comments, and then we're gonna do this. Okay, wow, we have 221 people on TikTok live. That's actually insane. This is our first live ever, and we have 220. Wow. Okay. Don't leave though. Don't leave. Do not leave me. Okay. So Bravo refutes claims reality stars cannot break NDAs to report unlawful acts amid Bethany Frankel legal war. Okay, so we're coming. This story is from Page Six. Bravo is shutting down a major claim amid Bethany Frankel's legal fight against the network and its parent company, NBC Universal, that the companies forbid reality stars from speaking out about alleged mistreatment. Okay, so this is a big... So if you guys don't know, Bethany Frankel right now is suing Bravo and NBC Universal. She's either suing or pursuing to sue, but she's taking legal action against Bravo and NBC Universal to basically create what we think is... I think that she's trying to do is basically do like a union for reality stars. So because reality stars deserve protection, according to her, and there's a lot of things that reality stars are always, you know, succumb to, even though they're not protected, and it's a lot for them. So attorney Brian Friedman, who represents the Real Housewives of New York City alum Bethany Frankel, previously alleged in a legal letter obtained by Page Six that Bravo and NBC have violated a California law by forcing employees to sign a non-disclosure agreement that will deny them from disclosing unlawful acts in the workplace. Do you understand how big that is? They're trying to say basically that Bravo makes you sign an NDA that prevents you from talking about any illegal practices in the workplace. That's kind of crazy. Some of the misconduct alleged cannot be publicly exposed includes racism, sexism, sexual violence, revenge porn, child labor, forced intoxication, and psychological, emotional, and physical abuse. Bethany is saying that Bravo prohibits its reality stars from exposing the following. I'm gonna read them again. Racism, sexism, sexual violence, revenge porn, child labor, forced intoxication, and psychological, emotional, and physical abuse. Wow. A Bravo spokesperson tells Page Six in response on Saturday, confidentiality clauses are standard practice in reality programming to prevent disclosure of storylines prior to air. They are not intended to prevent disclosure by cast and crew of unlawful acts in the workplace, and they have not been enforced in that manner. That is what Bravo said about the situation. The rep reiterates, oh, my accent, child. Anyways, the rep says that all of their employees, including any current or former cast member or crew, are free to discuss and disclose any allegedly unlawful acts in the workplace, such as harassment or discrimination, or any other conduct that they have reason to believe is inappropriate. So basically, Bravo is saying that this is not true. We don't do that here. That's what she said. Like, we don't do that here. This is not true. There's no way that this is happening. Page Six is also told that the networks require. I lost the story. Bravo spokesperson concludes, we are also working with our third-party production companies to remind all cast and crew that they are encouraged to report any such concerns through the channels made available by the production company so concerns can be promptly addressed. So I don't know if you guys know this, but the reality shows are produced by production companies, not necessarily by the channel. So if you're watching something on let's say MTV, Bravo, VH1, any of the channels that you watch reality TV on, if you're watching something, 99% of the time it's not being produced by that channel. That network is distributing the show, but the production is being done by a local, or, you know, not always local, there's sometimes national production company that they basically are hired as, you know, clients to these networks that they are supposed to produce these shows. So Bravo is saying that in order for the concerns to be addressed right away, you have to say, here comes my dog. Bruno, stop. I'm trying to record the podcast, so don't do that. Don't do that. Anyways, Bravo is saying that if you report it to the production companies, then they're going to take care of it right away. That's what they're saying, according to them. Page Six is also told that the networks required third-party production companies to provide cast and crew with multiple ways to report workplace misconduct, and they are informed about these methods via production training protocols. So there's a training in place. There is also an anonymous NBC hotline or the production company's own anonymous hotline. Page Six reached out to Freeman and a rep. Bruno, I am recording the podcast right now. Page Six reached out to the Freeman and a rep of Franco for a response, but did not immediately hear back in the publication. The Skinny Girl founder, Bethany Franco, decided to wage war against her former employer, catch that dirt, earlier this month because she believes Bravo and NBC have subjected her fellow reality stars to grotesque and depraved mistreatment. That's according to Bethany. So what do I think about this entire Bethany situation? Listen, I am all for Bravo stars getting a union. All reality TV stars. Everybody that's a performer in entertainment deserves protection. Everybody. Dancers, singers, background dancers, instrument players. If you are entertaining in any capacity, you deserve to be protected. Right? You deserve to be protected. However, I just don't think that Bethany Franco is the person to bring this cause to the forefront. I just don't think so. I think that Bethany's trying to gain something from this. I feel like Bethany always tries to do things for the right reason in hopes that it brings her more popularity and a higher status in society. And that's just my opinion. And she could be doing it from the bottom of her heart. Bless her heart. And I'm here for that. However, me, Wellington Gomez, I believe that she's not doing it just because she wants to be nice. She's doing it because there's something in it for her. And I know that she goes on her podcast and she says, well, what's in it for me? What am I gaining from this? Hello, you want to be the savior? Let's talk about it. White women and the need to be saviors. Bethany Franco, let's talk about it. Like, you know, do you really want to do this because you have right intentions in your heart? Or do you want to do this because you know that if you do this, and while you're doing so, there, you know that there's actual people and reality stars that are struggling with the shows that they're on and the production companies that are taking care of their shows. And you know that you can be seen as like this new legal savior for reality stars. I just don't buy it. I just don't buy it that there's anything here that Bethany wants to do out of the kindness of her heart. She hasn't been in reality TV for a long time. Why do you care? You hate reality TV. You hate the environments that reality TV creates for its, you know, actors. You hate everything that has to do with filming a reality show, but yet your podcast is about reality TV. And all you do is it's based around reality TV. It doesn't make sense. Do you hate it? Move on. Go create another skinny girl. Go do something. But I'm tired. I'm honestly tired. And I'm moving on from this story. Again, let me just reset this. You are listening to Reality Right After. If you are watching us on TikTok Live right now, everybody, we're on TikTok Live. If you're watching us on TikTok Live, thank you so much for joining us. We are recording, currently recording a new episode of Reality Right After, which is a podcast about reality TV, where me, Wellington Gomez, I come here and I talk about all of the things happening in the reality TV metaverse. So if you guys are watching on TikTok Live, thank you so much for watching. We're trying this new thing out and we're going to do this all the time. So I'm like really excited for this, Loki. Like, you know, we had 200 people on this live and now we have 10. What happened? What happened? Like, I'm shocked, low key, no shade. Like, okay, let me move on. So, Kim Sosiak has been sued by yet another credit card company over $150,000 of unpaid bills amid her divorce from Croy. Chow, how many credit card bills do you have overdue, Kim? How many? Because at this point, your credit score should be at 500. 300. And I heard that she'd be taking credit cards down to the kids, chat. No shade. Allegedly. I'm doing like Carlos King. Allegedly. I heard that she'd be taking down credit cards from the kids' names, chat, and that she'd be going to run them up. And that's why the kids got bad credit too. Let me not... allegedly. Let me not get into the waters of Tasha K and all of these other podcasters that start talking hella shit and don't have real proof. Allegedly. However, that's what I see on the Instagram streets. That's not a reality rundown report, but that's what I see on the Instagram streets. So Kim Sosiak appears to be drowning in a pool of debt amid her newly reestablished divorce. Newly reestablished, because let me remind everybody that Kim Sosiak and Croy were announced that they were getting a divorce a couple months back. And then they announced that they were getting back together. Then there was no news for a little bit. And in the middle of all of this, I don't know where it drops that they're getting another divorce. So hopefully, or I don't want to say hopefully because a divorce is sad, but at the same time, if this is your second time filing for divorce from the same person, hopefully this time goes through. Hopefully you can liberate yourselves from the shackles of each other, because at this point, I don't know what to tell you. Twice in the same year? That's a lot. Just take everybody out of their misery and just sign the papers. If she has all of this debt, what is there even to discuss, Croy? Liberate yourself. Liberate it. Living like we ain't got... Anyways. Saks / Capital One filed a lawsuit against the former Real Housewives of Atlanta star, who's 45, for more than $150,000 in unpaid credit card fees, according to court documents obtained by Page Six. She hadn't made payments on the bill since September of 2002. No, not... Okay, wait. I'm so shady and messy. Not 2002. 2022. September of 2022. She hasn't made no payments. Almost about to be a full year in a month. This is August 28th. And in a month, she hasn't made... in a year, she hasn't made no payments to her credit card. And the last payment she made was of $4,179. However, since then, charges and fees have racked up to a total outstanding balance of $156,080 plus all of the court costs that, you know, they're taking in order to sue her. The new suit was filed Thursday, the same day that... You can't make this up. So the credit card company sued Kim Sosyak the same day that Croy refiled his dissolution of marriage paperwork at the Fulton County Superior Court. Listen, Fulton County, Fulton County, y'all are putting in overtime. Trump and Kim, y'all getting all the honkies this week, honey. Y'all getting everybody. Fulton County is really doing it. Fulton County. We have so many things to thank Atlanta for. So many things to thank Atlanta for. Anyways, Sosyak's rep declined Pay6 request for comment on the latest debt. Listen, Kim seems to be a mess when it comes to the finances. Kim seems to just be everywhere and nowhere at the same time. I don't know what's going on. I think that Kim needs to call a PR person or a manager and get herself booked on marriage boot camp, on Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother, on any of the little reality shows that that former reality stars usually go on when they're not on their shows no more. I think that Kim needs to get working. You need to catch a check, Kim. You need to be cashing a check because you seem like to have a lot of bills on you. And I don't know if you're even producing that money in order to pay all those bills. You need to get working. Someone give Kim a job. Someone give Kim a job now. Anyways, let's keep it moving. This story is a little bit of a crossover in worlds. So, Love & Hip Hop of Atlanta star Rashida Frost recently talked to Pay6, and she said that Drusa Dora and Ty Young are vibing as romance rumors rev up on Real Housewives of Atlanta. Rashida Frost feels a vibe between pal Drusa Dora and Ty Young as romance rumors are going crazy on the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Obviously, it's some vibing going on, let's just say, she said to Pay6 while promoting her little Philo series, Boss Moves with Rashida. Go ahead, Miss Rashida. One thing about Rashida is that, let me just say this. One thing about Rashida is that she has managed to keep herself on Love & Hip Hop for the 11 seasons that Love & Hip Hop has been on. She's been a full cast member all 11 seasons. She has restaurants in Atlanta. She is a music icon, a hip hop icon, a female rap icon. And she's still relevant. So shout out to Rashida. I'm giving her flowers. While Frost, 47, and she young, has made an attempt to mind her damn business, she surmises that things are happening amid ongoing speculation about the Bravo celebrity and the former WNBA player. Now, listen, it's a lot, okay? It is what it is. No matter the status of Dulcedora's and Young's relationship, Frost just wants the singer to be content after filing from divorce. So we know that Drew and Ralph have filed for divorce because it's not working no more. It's not working no more. And the girlies don't even know what to do on the show no more. I'ma say this. Drew, next season, you need to be as raw as possible. You need to show the girls that you are authentic. Drew, if you have not been on Twitter or on the Instagram comments under the Reality Rundown, I just hope that you're reading the fact that the fans love you, but they feel like you're not being authentic. And they feel like with you, it's always half the story because you don't want people to ridicule you, or you don't want people to make fun of you, or you don't even just want to be the butt of the joke. And I get it. I get it, because reality TV can be a lot. Reality TV can be a lot. But because it can be a lot, you also know what you sign up for, especially in the Real Housewives realm. Especially in the Real Housewives realm. So you need to be authentic because people don't feel it. People are not feeling it. People are not feeling your storyline. people are not feeling the things that are going on. And we feel like we're only getting bits and pieces of your real life. And you're on a show that's supposed to follow your real life. So that's a problem. I think that Drew is an amazing reality TV star. I just think that she's having problems coming through authentically on camera while still being private about some of the things in her life, which she's entitled to. I hope that she finds the balance. I do not want to see her off my TV. I do want to keep seeing her. But I also believe that we are owed more as fans. And I really hope that season 16, the sweet 16 of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, is the year where she's authentic. And we see that as fans. That's all I'm going to say. So moving on to my last story of the day. Amara La Negra, Loving Hip Hop in Miami star, Amara La Negra says that she This story just pisses me off. Anyways, Amara La Negra says that she and Safari are not dating and hints at publicly I just can't even read this headline because of how irritating it is. So Amara La Negra basically said that she's not dating Safari and that it was all a publicity stunt for the show. That she gets hired to do a show and she gets hired to play a character, and that's what happens. So Amara La Negra has commented on the nature of her and Safari's relationship. La Negra and Safari sparked the relationship rumors earlier this year thanks to some lewd videos and beef with his ex, Erica Mena. However, during recent Instagram live session, Amara explained that neither she or Safari made this public. As such, it's all just been rumors until this point. Considering how close they were, it seems like a stretch, but the Loving Hip Hop star explained that she's just doing her job and netting a lot of ratings and conversations in the process. In other words, she knew exactly what she was doing. I'm sorry, but that's disgusting. You are on Loving Hip Hop. I get it. You're here to promote a brand. You're here to promote yourself, and and that's what you are. You're an entertainer. You like fame. And Amara La Negra, I am one of your fans, and I am disappointed. I am disappointed because now I feel like what do you show us on Loving Hip Hop Miami that's true? If you were willing to be with Safari, kissing down, giving him lap dances, what about it is true? You went down to the DR, got a man, got pregnant, and that man was clearly just with you for your money. I don't know how you didn't see that. I don't know how you didn't see that. He was with you for your money, honey, and for papers. I don't know if he had papers or not, but I hope if he didn't, he was with you for papers. Because he was always arguing with you and never with you. So now you get with Safari. Safari gives your twins Rolexes. And then this is all playing out on Loving Hip Hop Atlanta, which is currently airing right now. And then Loving Hip Hop Miami started airing a couple weeks ago on VH1. And then this is also playing out on Loving Hip Hop Miami. So basically, Loving Hip Hop Atlanta and Loving Hip Hop Miami were filming at the same time. And this is all playing out. Safari is on both shows. Enough with Safari. I'm good. I promise that I am okay without Safari. Like, for the producers of Loving Hip Hop, who is sending y'all letters requesting Safari? Because I promise you, it's nobody. It's nobody. Find yourself another one. At least CVJ had a storyline. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Anyways, back to Amara, because that's where my heat was going for. If you're not willing to come off authentically on the shows that you're a part of, then don't sign up for them at all. I am tired of reality TV stars going on shows and not being authentic. I'm tired of that. I am a fan of reality TV. I am not. If I wanted to be watching a show, a fictional show, a scripted show, I will go on Netflix, on HBO Max, on all of the above. But I'm not. I'm on VH1 and I'm on MTV and I'm on Bravo and I am on OWN watching mess. So don't give me your manufactured mess. I want the real mess. So if you're not willing to come up and be real, if your life is not interesting enough for the cameras to follow, then baby, get off the show. Because you look crazy when you say things like, I'm just playing a character. You're not, how are you playing a character, but you're supposed to be playing yourself? Catch that dirt. That's where I'm gonna end it. Everybody, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Reality Right After. My name is Wellington Gomez, and this is on the Reality Rundown Network. So if you want things, more things, reality TV, make sure that you guys are following us on Instagram at The Reality Rundown, and make sure that you guys are also following us on TikTok, because this is the first episode of the podcast that we did on TikTok live. So shout out to all the TikTok followers that we have. Thank you so much for tuning in. It was a lot of people on here. So I am really happy with how that went for the first time. If you're not already doing so, make sure that you guys are subscribing to Reality Right After on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify, anywhere you listen to your podcast. Give us a rating, help us out. And if you guys have any other news stories that you guys want to flag to us, send it to us on the Reality Rundown, and we will talk about it here on the podcast. Thank you so much. I love you guys, and I'll see you in the next episode.